Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, welcoming you to Inside Twin Hills, where we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and community so you can be blessed by them as well. And as we commence today, my friends, I have to tell you something cool. My husband, Lance, and I, we were watching Netflix because I'll tell you what I like to do. I like to sprinkle just too much Parmesan on my popcorn. And then I curl up with a quilt at night. And then Lance, he's been getting into this paleo ice cream that has no dairy and no sugar. And I'm like, no, thank you. So anyway, so Lance puts on his documentary and they were talking about the Inquisition. And it was like eye-opening for me because I was like, whoa, Christians use the teaching of the Bible to happily burn heretics alive for 5 whole centuries. And I mean, I'm like, Lance, that's 500 years. That's a lot of crusade killing. And I was like, Lance, why are the Christians killing everybody? And because there were these patriarchs of the church, I should tell you, like St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas, who truly believed that heretics should be tortured, Augustine, or just totally killed, Aquinas. And Lance was like, Hal, the Bible's okay with it, and it's okay. And even more modern dudes like Martin Luther and John Calvin, they advocated the wholesale murder of heretics, apostates, Jews, and witches. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know that. But you know what? I know that these are all good dudes. And if the Bible says it's okay, well, you know what? Who am I to think I know better? So sometimes it's good to question, friends, because God always has an answer. Isn't that so neat? I just thought I'd just give a little history lesson as we kick this off. Well, you know what? Jesus was not a fisher of women. He was a fisher of men. I need to get a person of the male persuasion out here. Please welcome my co-host, Gray Haas, everybody.
Hey, Hallie, how are you doing?
I'm so good.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. So great to be here.
Yeah, what a beautiful day, huh?
What a beautiful day in Indy. You know, I like this time of year when it gets really... What would you say? It's like everything's kind of a different color of gray.
Yeah, it's like we're living in a black and white photograph.
Yeah, I think that's just so cool. You know, everything's monochromatic. You know, everything, even you wear a bright color, it looks, you wear yellow outside and it still looks gray.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Yeah. I mean, what is that? Is that like a fluorescent yellow or green? What is that?
Yeah, this is actually like fuchsia.
Ooh.
But I think because of the lack of sun, it just faded into a gray. But it's between a lime green, I think, and a yellow.
Oh, that neat? Is that hypercolor?
You know, it's not because I couldn't wear hypercolor anymore because, you know, oftentimes I put a shirt on right after I work out and my body heat was so hot that the shirt would just be freaking out, you know. So I can't do any more of those shirts that change color with your body heat because I just run pretty hot.
Yeah. Wow. I do too. I'm hot. So my brother, what is happening around Climax? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I had a really interesting week, and I think this is a good reminder for me to realize that you never stop learning. The reason I say that is because a lot of my kids are into comic books, and I've never read a comic book. I don't know a single comic book character, and they all get very excited because we're coming into what they call con season, and that's where Comic-Con, that's a big sort of festival.
Yeah.
They're all over the country. A lot of my kids really get into those, and they tell me, you know, there are biblical themes in a lot of these comic books. And I said, I don't really know about that. But then this weekend, I was really pumped because we had our very own Christian Comic-Con here in Indianapolis called Ecclesiasticon.
Ecclesiasticon. Oh, that is cool.
Now, and my kids said, hey, why don't you come? You dress up. They do these, they call it cosplay. Mm. And you can cosplay anything that you want, any character that you want. And so I thought, okay, this is cool. You know, maybe I'll go for a character from the Bible. So I started to think, and I was like, well, you know, it probably couldn't be Jesus because, you know, probably there are going to be a lot of Jesuses.
Mm.
And then I thought, you know, maybe the disciples, but it seemed a bit done. And then I thought, hey, I did know there was a comic book character called He-Man.
Ooh.
And I thought, you know, there's a great Bible villain called Haman.
Ooh.
So I went as He-Man, and it was really cool. So I got, but I basically did a He-Man costume. Okay, so I, you know, bare chest with a couple of straps, and I had took some old bum huggers that
Ooh.
I had from the gym. I cut them short.
Oh wow!
And then I put those on some high snow boots.
Okay,
and then I did sort of a pageboy wig, which was really cool.
Okay.
But then, you know, if you know the story of Haman, you know he's the guy that he wants to kill all the Jews in the Persian Empire.
Ooh.
And then eventually, he is hanged from a gallows that had been built, from the advice of his wife Zeresh, to hang Mordecai. So I had a really cool idea where I built two sort of hangman's nooses off the side of my shoulders, and so one of those ropes went around my neck, and then he had 10 sons. You had Pashadantha, you had Dalphan, you had Aspantha, you had Paratha, you had Adalia, Eridatha, who else? Parmashta, Erisai, Eridai, and Vaisatha, or some people call him Vajatha. And so I hung little figurines off my shoulders, all my dead sons hanging off the shoulders, and it went over great. People were like, who are you? And then I had to tell the whole story. And then they said, okay, I've never really heard of that Bible character. And I said, you should read the Bible more. It was great. It was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was Haman.
I did not know so much of that stuff. It's so neat that there's still so much in the Bible.
There's just so much there.
You just keep, you know, peeling it away like an onion, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. I've never heard most of that. I didn't even know they hung people in the Bible. They hung people? I thought they just nailed people to wood.
They did do some hanging, and I think, you know, it was a fun way to talk about some of those old things that they did, but by just putting it in a costume and playing like it happened.
That is so cool.
Yeah, a lot of time. And, the one other thing I did, I sort of recorded off the internet a bunch of people crying on my iPhone, and then I just had that kind of, I put that in my belt, and I just had that kind of playing, so it sounded like, oh, hey, all these people are getting hanged.
Whoa.
You know, I'm Hey Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey Man.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that is so cool. I want to see, do you have pictures?
I do, Here's one.
Oh,
that's my screensaver.
That's elaborate.
Right, isn't
it? You worked hard on that.
I really did.
Wow, you look good in a bob.
Oh,
that's
thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I mean,
cool.
Actually, I might do that for my next haircut.
That's a page boy?
Sort of a page boy in the front and a party in the back.
Well, look at that. You learn something new every day. I think you probably educated a lot of our listeners, too, about cosplay. Oh, that's so cool. And then you can really introduce people to the Bible through something that's fun and that you're interested in.
That's right. So maybe I'll be getting into this now. I don't know. My kids really seem to be into it.
Listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated? or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Whoa! Oh, Mays, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That is so cool. Well, we are definitely, definitely too blessed to be stressed, which means it's time to move on to too anointed to be disappointed. We get to introduce you to Camden Phoenix. He works for one of our outreach ministries called Care Naval. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it because this is one of the more fun things happening around Twin Hills. Please welcome Camden. How are you, brother?
I'm great, Hallie. Great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Camden. So nice to see you.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Wherever he goes, a party follows.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
Yeah. I mean, do you wear a lot of these t-shirts that have all the... Do you always wear a comedy t-shirt?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, a lot of comedy t-shirts. I get them made up at stores and stuff.
Oh, you made that?
I buy them in bulk. Oh. They have like some designed logos up on the wall, like a tattoo parlor.
Right.
But, yeah. This one is a clown. And that's it. It's just a clown.
Correct. Because, yes. But you know what that says? It says, hey, to anybody who might not know you, like, hey, what? You know what? I'm a good time.
Yeah, I have one that's a tiger, and it just says, "You're in for a roaring good time."
See?
Oh, that's cool.
That's so cool.
We should talk, because I also I love designing t-shirts.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if it's anything like that costume you were talking about for that cosplay, holy cow, Greg.
Thank you, yeah.
That thing is unreal. No. I like the detail about the people crying on your iPhone, too.
Right.
That was really good.
I just thought that edit of, I mean, no one really does that. I was like, well, you got to build the scene, right?
Right.
Yeah. And everyone was like, that's the first time we've ever heard anybody sound design a costume.
Yeah, that is so cool. It's like truly interdisciplinary. You're like putting different, you know, you got sound, you got the whole visual. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Camden, mm-hmm. I mean, I had never, do you know about cosplay? Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
Oh, I hadn't either.
Never even heard about it.
Oh, but it sounds fun.
It sounds like a great time.
Well, you might have people showing up at your black parties doing that. In fact, we need to tell people. So why don't you just tell everybody, in case you don't know out there, listeners, Care Naval, you need to know about this because it's probably coming to a neighborhood near you.
We're going town to town, city to city, block to block, and we are organizing outreach block parties for the church. It's great. We knock on doors. We're really taking it to the streets. It's a grassroots campaign to get people to come together and just have a good time.
That's so cool.
Isn't that so neat? And when they're having fun in the dunk tank or in the bouncy house.
Getting your face painted.
Yeah, or rocking out to some music that the DJ is spinning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They realize like, hey, this is called Care Naval, mm-hmm. not Carnival. It's Care Naval because I'm cared for. I'm cared for by Camden. He's here saying, I care about you, brother. I care about you, sister. I'm also cared for by the utmost high God.
That's the Lord.
That's right. Right.
That's the Lord.
And then they feel that care. And then you tell them about Twin Hills.
I certainly do. Nothing gets a conversation going more like a big plate of burnt ends and some SpaghettiOs and just really having a really good time.
That's neat. No. So do you have everybody bring dishes or do you provide it? Do you get it catered or do people bring
stuff? Well, we sort of ask what everybody's specialty is.
Oh, that's
cool. who can do what, who's willing to do what.
Right.
Maybe you just want to bring some water. That's fine. People are going to have to drink.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. No alcohol.
Okay.
No alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. There's a lot of kids. A lot of kids. But we kind of just go around and see what everybody's specialty is. And then if not, we kind of ham fist people into doing things if they don't want to do it.
Or if that's cool.
We really guilt them into doing these things.
Right. So, So you're basically showing up. You're saying, hey, we're going to have a block party. What can you bring?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then. So sometimes are people like, we didn't plan on having a block party?
Or? More often than not, yeah, that's what they say.
But if you have the permits and the streets shut down, they might as well come out and have a good time.
Do you have the permits?
No. And here's the thing. If you don't have the permits and you tell them it's for the church, nobody's really going to cause much of a ruckus about it.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. Because we are not for profit.
That's right. That's right.
That's so cool.
You can really keep the cops away and the city officials away.
That's the separation of church and state right there, my friend.
I mean, who's gonna shut us down?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Nobody. If you do get shut down, you know who's going to come back and say, hey, open it back up? The founding fathers, Abraham Lincoln and the others.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's the best dish somebody's ever brought?
Well, I do like the burnt ends.
Okay.
But also, there's some stuffed cabbage from a Polish family that lived down the street that's very lovely.
Great party food.
They know how to do cabbage.
Absolutely. And they are huge, too. And sometimes they're not great because it takes a little while to cook. And sometimes I'm just dropping this on people like maybe 3 hours before the block party's set up.
Wow.
But I like that, too. Stuffed cabbage and kapusta. That's a Polish dish.
Oh, now what's kapusta?
It's basically coleslaw.
Oh, I do enjoy coleslaw. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right. I think it's cabbage of some sort.
Okay.
Oh, more cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage.
Well, that sounds so neat.
So you've got these SpaghettiOs, you've got the burnt ends, and you've got lots of cabbage, and you've got the people, and then you get them all there. And tell us what's a typical carnival look like?
It's a block.
Okay.
We have two tents that we travel with all the time that we are easily set up. We have a couple picnic tables. We have a real easy Panasonic DJ booth set up. And we just kind of move all the cars off the street and we just really just get people together. We try to corral them to the picnic tables in the middle of the block, you know, so everybody's together talking.
Right.
And I sort of have,
that's cool.
Look, I feel weird talking about this, but my little celebrity gets people pretty interested in what we're doing.
I know. You're
It's not so much anymore, but I hate to rest on my,
A lot of people might not know what he's talking about, but Camden has a pretty interesting notch in his belt. What you want to tell the listeners?
They because, probably recognize his name.
They probably recognize his name, or they might want to, we should probably
tell
them.
They should look him up.
All right. For those of you who don't know, for one and a a half seasons, I was a starting pitcher for Florida State University.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
That's so cool. Now, how's your shoulder? Because I hear pitching is really hard on the shoulder.
It's absolutely destroyed. Yeah. There's nothing. It's all just bone on bone.
And,
yeah. It's like a bag of popcorn in there. It's not good. I was throwing way too hard, way too early.
Did they ever put a radar detector on there and see how fast it was going?
One time, I got up to 97 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. My gosh. I bet you couldn't even see that coming.
No,
right. That's as fast as a car can drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that was the 98-99 season?
98-99 season. Yep. I was re-signed for the 99-2000, but didn't make it all the way through. So they had to let me go. Yeah.
You still look like an athlete. You keep it together. I would believe you were still playing in the majors.
No. I mean, no, I just like to have a good time, you know, little cardio every now and again. And, you know, now that I'm off the pills, it's not so much.
Oh, they have you on the pain pills?
I was for a while.
Same ones that killed Prince and all that?
Yep. I didn't know it at first, but my coaches had me on stuff.
And, well, may I ask, like, what's it like? Why do they all like it so much? How's that work?
It feels great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it feels really good.
Like in your mood or in your physicality or everything?
Just everything.
Oh,
just
really?
Like you're just floating on a cloud. Nothing bothers you. And all you're thinking is, how can I get more of this into me as fast as possible?
Wow. Right. So how'd you kick it?
Well... I hate to sound too corny, but Twin Hills.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I love to hear stuff like that.
Yeah. That's so great.
That is
I had
so
to come
cool.
back home after, you know, I lost my scholarship and I didn't really have a major or a minor, so I had to leave the school. So I came back home.
Really?
And I found a better way.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's just so great that people still recognize you from the 98-99 season that had such staying power in your life, because I'm sure it continues to open a lot of doors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of the t-shirts I get are pictures of me on them.
Okay.
Throwing
That's
at
cool.
Florida State University.
That's cool.
And I'd never hesitate to tell people that I almost went pro.
Right. Huh.
Now, is that the Gators or what's the?
That's the Seminoles.
Seminoles. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Now, what's that?
I believe it's a Native American fixture.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
Oh, I bet they were a part of that land.
In Florida?
Yeah.
I feel like I should know this, but I was just more concerned about partying and playing baseball.
Right.
Oh, were you partying?
A lot, yeah.
Well, that happens a lot of times when you go to college and you don't have the emotional maturity to know how to be out on your own and not go bananas, you know?
Yeah, as an older man, I probably had no business being there whatsoever.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's just so cool, though, how you've taken your love for a party, your love for Twin Hills, and in your old life, minus the bad stuff, and you've kind of put it together into a ministry.
Yeah, that's
right?
cool.
And Gray, I'm going to tell you, I miss the old stuff, the bad stuff.
Really?
I miss it a lot.
Yeah. Really?
It's hard. I miss it a lot, but I feel like I'm doing something bigger here, and you know, I'm excited to be part of the team. I'm part of a new team.
Oh, that's great. God's team.
Part of a new team.
Now, I did hear you threw your shoulder out doing the dunk tank, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you destroy on dunk tank.
Yeah. So this was at a block party a year ago.
Okay.
We got a little kid up there, I don't know, like 7 or 8, and I threw and it like just grazed his head, you know, because I just wanted him to know that I was there.
Oh,
like,
you're right.
You know, I used to do that on the mound. Like I used to throw at guys like, hey,
sure.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, when I threw again, I thought I had it and they clocked it in at 98 miles an hour. I always carry a speed gun
for the dunk tank.
Mm-hmm, yep. And no matter where I'm throwing, I want to have one. And I went down pretty hard.
Wow.
I had a little bit of a relapse on the pills.
That's hard.
Again, it's bone on bone. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't help it though. I mean, it's kind of what you were born to do.
And I don't know if you've ever had a bone scrape on bone, but it's pretty painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never had a bone scrape on bone, but have you ever, I'm not sure if you did much weightlifting. There is something that happens if you bring your head below your heart too many times in a short amount of time, your digestive tract can reverse.
Oh, is that right?
Right. So you get this terrible smell coming out of your mouth.
Are you talking about like vomiting?
It's similar to vomiting, but the other dogs do it all the time. If they choke, they can reverse the track.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and so it is. It's not bone on bone, but it is a similar sort of uncomfortable sort of medical condition.
I think animals are fascinating.
Me too.
I think the animals that can sleep standing up are just incredible.
What are those?
I think horses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think horses. And, you know, I don't think sharks or fish sleep at all.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Now, are you married?
No, not married.
Really?
Had a gal for a little while, but that didn't last. sort of fell back into my old ways. Mm. This seems to be a repeating habit with me.
Man, right. With you kicking the pills, I wish I could introduce you to my sister. Do you know my sister, Candy Rice?
I don't, no.
Oh, well, she kicked the pills. You two would be good together, but she's married. Oh. And her best friend, Gail, lives at her house, too. So,
well, that's okay.
What's it like living in Florida?
Oh, it's so hot.
Is it hot?
It's hot. And everybody's old, but it's nice.
Okay.
You know, and I got to tell you, special shout out to the Florida State University Police Department, because boy, they really take care of you.
They saved your life.
A few times. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear that they are protecting and they are serving.
Yep. Got into a little bit of a scuffle with a city comptroller at a Denny's.
Holy smokes.
And I don't want to go into too much detail, but I almost beat him to death.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Oh. And they covered it up for me.
Really?
Well, you know what? That's probably because when you play organized sports, it gets a lot of adrenaline and testosterone in your body. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's why the football players are punching everybody in the face that lives in their house, because you get kind of riled up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bet you were partying a lot because you're in Florida. It feels like it's spring break. I've never been to Florida when it wasn't vacation.
That's exactly how it feels. It's spring break all year round.
That's right.
And there's just a plethora of women down there.
Right. Oh, is there a lot of girls?
Yeah, and look at me. I'm not handsome. I'm not good looking at all. But when you're a sports player on a university team, that's it.
I beg to differ. I do think you're handsome.
Oh, you're kind.
You're almost 7 foot tall, and I think ladies like that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. The knees are going, so, long walks together are just out the window.
Now, when you played sport, mm-hmm. how did Jesus and God play into your psychology? Because I know that if you're just playing for yourself, mm-hmm. you're not going to be very successful, but you were clearly very successful. So were you playing for a higher power? Did you have somebody in mind?
At the time, and this is the truth, absolutely not.
Really?
Didn't think about God at all. I was just out there for me and just trying to be the best me I could. Mm. I didn't come to the Lord until after my career was over and I didn't know what I was going to do.
Really?
That's right. But you know what? When you weren't thinking about him, he was thinking about you.
That's right.
I'm realizing that now.
Do you have any regrets?
A lot. I wish I wouldn't have beaten that comptroller in that Denny's.
Now what happened? I know you said you didn't want to get too far into it, but I do wonder, it seems like a comptroller of a... So was he the comptroller of the city of Tallahassee?
That is correct, Gray. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just that... It seems like someone sort of low down on the bureaucratic list.
So we were there. We were coming back from a game against Florida, like this big in-state rivalry. We creamed him. We just creamed him. And I went 7.5 innings, 12 strikeouts. I mean, I had a game.
Wow.
I played a game. So we had gone out afterwards, me and a few of the fellas, and we'd kind of tied one on in a roller hockey rink that's outside the university. So we were kind of feeling a little dinged up and a little hungry. So we went to this Denny's, and this comptroller, who was just there with his family celebrating a birthday, there was just something in his eye, Gray, that I didn't like. And I just saw red, and I just lunged across the table and just started beating him with one of those maple syrup container things, just smashing in his head in front of his family.
Oh, my God.
Those stainless steel ones that they can put all the different flavors of syrups in?
They're incredibly strong. They're very well made.
They shouldn't have sat you at the same table.
No, and he looked at me wrong. I just didn't like it.
Wonder why they set you together. That must have been, was it busy?
It was pretty busy. Yeah. It was pretty busy.
Do people ever try to sneak booze into the block parties?
We've caught a few teenagers doing it.
Oh,
we've caught
teens.
A few teenagers doing
right.
it.
Great.
Well, hey, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, teenagers, am I right?
Oh, it's an awesome time, but it's a really challenging time.
It really is. You're learning a lot about yourself.
Right.
And you know, we just try to talk them out of it. And sometimes they'll be like, hey, give it to me and I'll drink it.
Yeah.
But
what's your favorite memory from a block party?
Well, there was one time one of the sewer grates wasn't closed all the way, so the street started to flood, and all the kids just were out there splashing about, just having a great time.
Oh,
it was nice. Yeah.
Was there any health concern about that?
At the time, no, but come to find out, a lot of kids did get sick afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot. And a few of the adults, too. One of the dogs in the neighborhood died afterward.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be careful with some of the neighborhoods in Indianapolis, because the water is, you know, somewhere between Flint and Buenos Aires.
Yeah, I'm learning that now.
Now,
yeah.
Is that do you have a hearing aid just in your left ear?
Just in the left, yeah.
Oh, yep. Was that like circumstantial or hereditary?
What got happened? Hit in the head with a baseball bat.
See?
Yeah.
Wow.
With a bat. See, I thought it would have been a ball.
Nope.
No.
You'd think that being a pitcher, but nope.
I think I remember you telling me about this. You were going to have a talk with the catcher.
Yep. Yeah.
And a guy was practicing his swing.
Practicing his swings. Didn't realize how close he was to the plate and just cracked me across the side of the head. I went down like a ton of bricks.
Yep. Oh,
lost all hearing in my left ear.
Wow. Yep.
Was blind in my left eye for a little while.
Oh, man. Yep.
But yep. You still kept playing.
I still played. Yep.
Really?
One good eye, one good ear.
Well, that makes me... So I realize in the different major leagues, American or whatever, sometimes the pitchers don't have to bat. In college sports, mm-hmm. Do pitchers have to bat?
I did get to bat a few times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a righty, so I need my left eye to see and my left ear to hear when the ball is coming. So it was a very interesting couple of bats. I went 1-for-4.
Wow. So wait, so you bad right eye and bad left ear?
Bad left eye, bad left ear.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Just like... Whole side of the face.
Whole hemisphere is in
whole
the
whole hemisphere is out.
Bat left, bad right. Mm-hmm. Wait, bat right, bad left.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bat right, bad left. Yeah.
Oh, man, alive.
Yeah.
Well, I think so. I mean, do you ever use a patch or is that like you don't mind that eye just kind of looks like, well, that looks almost like, is it a glass eye or what is that?
Nope. It's still the eye, but it's a glass retina.
Oh.
That I had. The people at Florida State were very supportive, and they have a great medical school down there.
Oh,
and
because I saw you in the parking lot one night, and as my high beams hit your eye, it reflected back just like a reflector, or so it was a cat's eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just one.
The other one, The other one didn't do that. The one I did though, and I hope that didn't freak you out too much.
No, I just was like, hey, I'm glad I could see that guy.
And also, thanks for not asking what I was doing in the parking lot by myself at that time of night.
Right. What were you doing?
In the parking lot at that time of night? What was I doing? I was out there just trying to figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you I wasn't looking for pills and or booze, but I was.
Right.
That's exactly what I was doing.
You know, you can do a prayer walk. You know, if you feel like you just got to get out, you know, you can do a prayer walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's smart to have such a big mustache because then people look at that and not at your eye.
And that's a good thing. That's why I grew it, to get a little attention away from the eye.
I think it looks like Tom Selleck, and he is very handsome.
He's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
He's a very handsome
man. Not familiar.
Not everybody can do... that is a good... That is a strong facial hair.
Thank you. You ever watch Friends? That's kind of the thing he's known for.
I think I have seen an episode because, you know, that's based on an Australian show.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, called Mates.
Oh.
And they... it's just a bunch of single, single somethings, and they're all living in an apartment together, except, you know, we didn't... I couldn't watch it growing up because two or three or four of the fellows were a bit gay. So,
is that right?
Yeah, it just was not a very positive show in that way. I think actually there were six of them, and five of the six were gay.
That's what's so neat, I think, about Friends. Because
and one was sort of questioning.
I do like Friends, and I like that. I think it's neat that the diversity that they intentionally had in Friends.
Mm-hmm.
They had a dark-haired girl. They had a brunette, a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
They had a dumb guy.
Mm-hmm.
They had a smart guy, and they had a funny guy.
Yeah.
So I like it. I think that kind of intentional diversity is that you can be like, you know what? If everybody's represented. You know what I mean? That is a cross-section of America right there.
And I mean, since we're talking about the Lord, two of them were Jewish.
Oh, really?
Oh, were they?
Two of them were Jewish. Yeah.
Oh, Monica, the brother and sister.
Yeah.
Were they Jewish? Yeah.
And Monica almost married Tom Selleck's character on that show.
Really?
You should give it a look.
I should, yeah.
It's really good. Oh, another reason I was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the eye and the ear thing.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot. There's a residual effect of being hit in the head with a bat, and sometimes I'll see things that aren't really there. Yeah. So,
angels?
Nope. It's usually
animals?
It is. Usually it's a big wolf chasing me all the time, and I just can't outrun it. And it's like just within grasp of getting me.
Really?
So I sometimes just freak the heck out.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's like some Game of Thrones stuff right there.
It's terrifying, yeah.
What color's the wolf?
It's gray with a white face with a little bit of dirt over its eye, which I think might be symbolizing my eye.
Oh.
Now that we're talking about it.
It could be your psyche. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about your own, what's it called? Not a, a dependency.
Maybe you're right.
On those things. How big is it? Is it a big wolf? Is it a regular size wolf?
It's almost 7 feet tall.
Oh, my. That's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
It's got a giant mustache.
Does it have a hearing aid?
Uh-huh. And it's left ear.
Oh, my goodness.
That might be, you know, it could be, but it, you know,
I don't want to armchair. I don't want to armchair psychology here.
No,
but,
I mean.
But Camden, I mean, that is probably the Holy Spirit giving you a vision about, you know how I would take it if I were you? That you are as strong as a wolf and you can do anything, Camden Phoenix. You can do anything. You can throw a baseball 97 miles an hour. You can survive getting smashed across the skull with a baseball bat at full swing. Mm-hmm. You can do anything. You've kicked the Prince pills.
I think I'm in the right place.
Brothers and sisters, it's time for mailbag. We got a good letter for you, Camden. This is going to be good. Hey, Twin Hillers, the men in my family go up north every winter for deer hunting. And since I am a guy, I am always expected to go, but I don't enjoy it. Oh. I just don't enjoy the sport of killing deer, duck, or geese. In the past, I've missed shots on purpose. I've faked falling asleep in the deer blind, and I've even faked sick and stayed back at the cabin. I know the Bible says we have dominion over the animals, and I know that avoiding killing them has made me a liar. How can I be more honest and start having fun with it? That's a good one. That's a trick. Yeah, that's a tough
really a good one.
That's a tough one because, yeah, we are called to be honest. Oh, that's a good one.
Do you do any hunting, Camden?
No, I've never been hunting. Right. We had a cabin, but I never went up there.
Really?
Never really much cared for it.
Were you invited?
No.
Okay.
No. You ask me what I think this kid should do?
Yeah, I mean, how can he start to enjoy the hunting and be more honest, I guess, if he doesn't want to, I don't know. I think he's expected to go because he's a fella and that's what they do in that family.
He's not going to like it.
Right.
But he's going to have to suck it up and just do it.
That's right.
You know, you're on a team.
That's right.
Fortunately, this is a team of men that you're on.
That's right.
In your family. Suck it up.
That's right. I mean, you know something about teamwork.
I sure do.
I mean, what did you learn from being on a baseball team all those months?
I have a lot of residual damage from what I did to myself, and that was inflicted on me, but it was the best year and a half of my life.
Wow.
And there's no greater feeling than an organized sport playing with your teammates.
So you miss it?
Every day.
Did you ever feel like you had to be dishonest about anything when you were on that team?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see?
I felt like I was being dishonest when the coaches were asking me if I was hurt and if I should sit out. And I said, no, I'm going to play. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like when I got hit in the head with the bat, I probably should have come out of the game.
Oh, you didn't come out?
No, I insisted on staying. I said it was okay.
Really?
And they could tell I wasn't because I just started walking off in the wrong direction.
Isn't that so sad that you picked the non-head injury sport and ended up with a head injury?
Right. I should have played. Yeah.
I mean, you could have been in football making the big bucks.
You know, this question reminds me of something that that happened when I was a kid, because I never hunting isn't really something that was part of my life as a young person. But I do remember once my grandmother on my mother's side, we kids had gotten a pony. And it was a beautiful little pony named Frosty, and we loved this pony, and we had it for a few weeks, and we would brush his tail, and we would comb his mane. And then one day, the pony was just standing there, just wouldn't move. My grandmother said, he's sick and we've got to put him down.
Aww.
And I said, oh, don't. And she goes, I said, oh, well, I was okay with that part. I said, okay, well, he's sick. And then she said, you've got to do it to me.
She made you do it?
And she made me do it. So then I had to figure out, I mean, I'm probably, how old was I? I was probably 8 years old. I had to figure out how to put down a horse, which I was not veterinary trained.
I'm sorry.
And it was really difficult.
Do you mind if I ask, how did you do it?
I got two of my brothers and a little arms weren't quite big enough to go around his neck. So we basically linked our arms,
together.
We made a bit of a ring.
It's teamwork.
Right, team.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of hugged his neck really hard. And slowly, 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 he sort of got down on all fours and then he fell over. It was only later that we found he was asleep, standing up.
Oh. Camden Phoenix was played by Adam Peacock, one of my favorite human beings. I love him so much. Check out his podcast, My Neighbors Are Dead. It is so funny. If he made you laugh today, look up My Neighbors Are Dead. It's great. And you can follow him on Instagram at Adam Peacock.
I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. Our incredible producer is Ryan Countshaus. Follow us on your favorite form of social media and send a letter to our mailbag at megathepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you like the podcast, please support us on Patreon.